morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacy Ann hanging out with you on this Thursday, the 10th day of December. If it's your birthday today, I want to say happy birthday to you. And I don't have anybody that told me it was anybody's birthday in particular, but if it is your birthday or someone you know or in your family, we wish you a very happy birthday. And here in the studio, it's 38 degrees, and the high temperature is only going to be about 43 today, and it looks like rain on and off today in the next few days, in fact, and so we can plan accordingly. And I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Give Dave and Paige Smith a phone call if you're thinking about maybe buying real estate, upgrading, maybe you've been renting and you're like, oh, I want to buy something, or maybe you're thinking about selling. They can certainly help you, more than willing to help you. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. Looking at the headlines, I have to do a shout out to those that are writing on the Northwest Observer. If you don't have a chance to check this out, you can go to northwestobserver.com, and they're really kind of paying attention to headlines, and you're getting news in the local area that you won't see in the normal mainstream news. And there is a senator, and I don't know this senator, and I'm not sure if I can even pronounce his name right. Senator Linthicum, if I'm saying it wrong, someone can correct me on that. He declares all businesses essential. Oregon Republican Senator Dennis has issued a statement about the unconstitutional government response to COVID-19 that has led to the destruction of Oregonians' livelihoods while big government has grown exponentially. Oregonians' constitutional rights are under attack with the never-ending statewide lockdowns that cause significant destruction. Governor Kate Brown and her bureaucratic demolition crew continue to ladle cash and benefits to their own while penalizing small business owners, especially those in the food service industry. Oregonians across all economic classes are being horrifically harmed by the governor's crafty, unconstitutional mandates. Every business is essential because every business employs people who rely on their jobs to feed their families. With COVID-19 as the scapegoat, the government has created arbitrary rules and determined winners and losers in its preparation to invade every aspect of Oregonians' lives, eliminating free enterprise and American liberty in the process. Logical, data-driven, and science-based policy decisions rationally understood would not put Oregonians in this predicament, especially when the infection fatality rate is startlingly low. Led by Governor Brown, the government has prioritized its glutinous coffers over the hardworking Oregonians who pay their salaries. The detrimental impacts inflicted by Governor Brown's public health and government chums will take decades to repair, and the only solution is to free Oregonians so they may get back to living their own lives. And hats off to the senator who's willing to say in writing publicly, this has got to stop. And when I think about coming here to Oregon and coming from a great state of South Dakota, which, by the way, on Monday night had a phenomenal, Rapid City, South Dakota had a phenomenal city council meeting where they tabled the mask mandate. And the Patriots came out, they showed up, they testified, they talked to the counselors, all of that. And it was caught on videotape. And I think I'm going to put a link on Facebook. I know it's Rapid City, South Dakota, it's not Oregon, but I think it gives us hope that when we stand up as individuals, community members, we are making a difference, and we're hitting that drum over and over again until someone hears us and we get some relief. And it reminds me of that story in the Bible where Moses would keep going and say, let the people free. what is it going to take? And I continue to believe by having these public uprisings, the showing up publicly, by having these rallies, showing up at the bureaucrat's office or home, in fact, where they're issuing these nonsense, violations of a law that really isn't a law at all, because it never was brought through the legislature. It's some emergency power that the governor thinks she has. I think all of these efforts continue working together are making a difference. And so I've asked my friend, and I call her Sunshine, to come in the studio with me today to talk a little bit about this, because Megan, you have been called for such a time as this. You really have, you're a mom, you're a single mom, and you have organized a few rallies now. You've been involved, and you're on an adventure across the country.
Totally.
To a new adventure in D.C. And so, Megan, welcome to the show this morning again.
Thank you,
Stacey. I think this is about your third time now.
Yes,
I'm going to get
ma'am.
You broken. You're going to be in radio before you know it. You don't even realize it. Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about, let's give a recap of what happened a couple weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving. We did a rally, right?
Yes, we did. We fed the homeless, approximately 250 people.
250
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And how many do you think volunteered?
Oh, wow. Between security and prepping everything, probably a good 200 people.
So I would guess there was at least 500
Absolutely.
Or so,
yeah.
All total. People came and went and did things, mm-hmm. dropped things off, and because it was the middle of the day, the
yeah.
day before Thanksgiving. What an amazing event. Talk to us about what you've heard about that since.
That one actually put a good mark in the ground for everybody. I've been told to keep doing them and to keep going bigger. It made a difference for a lot of people. We had the homeless community literally in tears. They were so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We've had restaurants that have stepped out and reached out to me about opening ever since then. Like you said, it's about a matter of standing up and showing them we don't have to cower. And the more that we do these events, the more that people come to stand with us and kind of follow the lead. So it's really important.
And the beautiful part is you had so many different layers in that event.
Oh, yeah.
We were helping the homeless. We were giving people a venue from all across the state to show up and be, say, I can do something by
yes.
showing up. You had pastors praying. You had worship leaders worshiping.
And victims, survivor,
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Yeah, you had testimonies of people that are standing strong. And there is something about momentum that is happening in Oregon, about all of these individuals who are like, okay, I'm done being at
yeah,
home.
Yeah, the red wave.
We have the red wave happening. And so out of that and your involvement, you had another little rally a few days later, which was kind of interesting, a parade. There was a group of individuals
yes.
that you had a chance to join in a parade up to Governor Brown's house. And that
Lovely
was kind
Brown.
Of that was interesting. And now you have an opportunity to go on an adventure to D.C. And there's a people
yes.
there's a lot of Oregonians friends going to D.C. this weekend to a rally. What's going on this weekend?
There is a march for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be coming from all over the United States. There's going to be thousands of people, and we're going to march for Trump,
yeah.
our constitutional rights, and stand with each other. I'm really excited. D.C. gets a really, really good arena of patriots. So
yes, and
it's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be a broad range, because I've heard everybody from pro-life advocates
mm-hmm.
to Women for Trump, people who've worked in campaigns, people who've never been political, hardly been political at all, that are coming to this rally this weekend. And had we not already had other plans and going in a different direction, I'd be right in the middle of it. But I did find out, and this is something I don't even know if you know what CPAC is.
No.
It's a conservative, patriotic group of people that usually meet annually, and they're going to have a conference in February. I just found out about, and I'm
Ooh.
Like, ooh, I think I want to go to that.
Okay.
So maybe we can make
yes,
a plan to go
yes.
to that. Maybe we could broadcast
yes.
from there. That would be way
That's
cool.
That's a lot of things with these events, too, is the networking, the meeting
mm-hmm.
people from in other states where we can help and look after them. Where did you, was it Dakota that you said
mm-hmm,
you were from?
South Dakota, yeah.
That might not be Oregon, but that's great leadership to follow.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Those things need to be mentioned. We need to be traveling and going all over the place so that we can figure out, okay, what is working, what's not working, what can I do here that's helping over there, so that we don't feel we're not isolated.
Well, and not reinventing the wheel. And if something has effective, why not use that
yeah.
and replicate that in other areas? Now, I have a couple questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Prior to this election year, had you been very involved in politics?
Yes, but no. I was definitely the silent majority. I've always been Republican. Definitely stood by my constitutional rights forever. But no, not to this level. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
And what about this year made you say, I need to get involved?
I've been a victim too many times in my life. I'm not standing down for somebody to bully me and tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Well, and I think that's resonating with a lot of people. When I think about the gal, and I'd love to have her on the show,
Shannon,
yes. Fighting against the mask mandate.
I adore her.
Mm-hmm. Super cool woman and a strong woman. And I think this particular way all of this has been handled has, and to use the word that maybe is overused, has really triggered several of us.
Oh, it has.
In especially those of us that are overcomers that have survived intense situations.
Well, she's locking people down into their houses, into straight depression, and pushing them into places that they shouldn't have to be. And we don't need to tolerate it.
That's right.
So,
and our constitutional rights, and if our listeners remember earlier in this week, we had Lisa on the show, and Megan, I'll have to share that show with you, but we had an attorney, a trained attorney, she's from Oregon, helping with the San Yam Canyon rebuild, her family, sixth-generation Oregonian, but she lives in Vermont now, but she knows our Constitution, Oregon Constitution, and also the United States Constitution, and she said all over the place, the mandates, the governor mandates,
and
executive orders.
1, 2, and 3, especially, absolutely.
Are out of bounds.
Yeah.
And we need bold, brave people to come together and stand strong, and it's happening. I think, and it's happening more because we don't want to, it's not that we want to be rebellious, it's happening because our livelihoods are on the line.
When we can see the crookedness now, mm-hmm. I think a lot of it was under before, but now that it's out in the open, the outstanding people aren't going to allow that.
That's right.
They're not going
to have it. And it's important that we stay engaged and stay involved. And so I encourage you, friends, to have an opportunity, if you have an opportunity to come to some of these local rallies, some of these Trump parades, some of these folks that are protesting at, some of the bureaucrats' homes, doing it peacefully, truly.
Absolutely.
Doing
they
it
have been.
Peacefully.
They have been.
I think it's incredible. And then, of course, we've heard about one restaurant that's down in Springfield that is remaining open and is protected. And their citizens, patriots,
so
standing up with Trudy to say, hey, she has a right to have her business open. And if you're a bureaucrat and you're coming here to issue some sort of license, you're trespassing. And what's interesting about that is they're opening up themselves personally to be liable.
I'm stoked you just said that. And you
mm-hmm.
know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
But Salem has a very well-known restaurant that is getting ready to do the same.
Yes.
We're coaching them through the process mm-hmm. of that. And they will be coming out within the next day or two to reopen.
And so my question to you, listener and friend, is will you support it? Will you at least go and buy a meal? Will you go and show up? Because I think once someone breaks that barrier in this area, there'll be other brave souls.
Absolutely.
It always takes that putting the foot in the water for the sea to pass or to part in two. You've got to lead in faith and be bold and brave and strong. And that's what the legal counsel, not only here in Oregon, but people nationally that I've talked to, they said you've got to have a few of those willing to take the risk, kind of like Lindsay did
with
the Glamour Salon.
That was remarkable.
She was willing to take that risk, and many others opened up and have been strong because of her leadership. What are we willing to do? Are we willing to take a risk? I think we are. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. Now, you might have heard me talk a little bit, friends, and hear Jeff Kropp talk about it, that he's going to go live 3 hours in the morning. Yes, he'll do his 1 hour show and then he'll take my 2 hour show. When I said yes to this job, this role here at the radio station in the spring, I had alerted the Wyant family who own the radio station that I do a bit of traveling and that we are having a sabbatical. Terry and I, a pre-planned adventure for we've been doing this for about 2 years and it's about a month long. So Jeff has been gracious to take the 2 extra hours because we thought it was that important with all the stuff going on in the next few weeks that we stay live and fluid and be able to, rather than just going to syndicated radio, that we'll be able to address the state issues and national issues as they come about. And I think we're right on the corner where a lot of these businesses are going to start opening up and standing strong. And what's so frustrating, I've got Megan, and I call her, my nickname for her, Sunshine. If you were in the biker world with me, your biker name would be Sunshine. You know that, right?
Thank you. I'll take it.
And we are talking a little bit about how, and want to reinforce each and every one of us and what we can do to stand strong and we can be strong together. And what can we do to say, no, we're done. We've tried to flatten the curve. We've tried to get along, but now our livelihoods and our children and their mental health and needing to, their lack of education now and falling behind in school, everything has a rippling effect. And what's very interesting is what's going on right now, Megan. I'm a little stirred up about what's going on in Portland.
And absolutely.
Absolutely. Just upset that in Portland, and maybe you've caught this on the mainstream media, as they're portraying it, but they're not portraying it. And they know what they've learned by talking about the protests and the, what they say, peaceful protests, but they've been riots in the middle of Portland, have destroyed businesses. I don't know if some of these businesses will ever.
The money damage.
The phenomenal damage. Mm-hmm. And so what the media portrayed yesterday was that someone was going to be kicked out because of their home.
Yes.
And so in support of this individual is going to be kicked out of their home, they've surrounded it and barricaded to protect the home from anybody coming in to kick them out.
Well, hello. First of all, does that not ring riot? Like, take them out. Arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to allow the rest of the community to be in that much danger for these monkeys to protect the house?
And the difficulty is it's given them an open door to set up now. I think it's a two block radius. Mm-hmm. And they're setting up like they did in Seattle, this CHAZ zone, this autonomous zone where the police and everybody, every authority has to stay out. And the difficulty has been that when they try to enforce it initially, I think the law enforcement just kind of cowered to it and they ran away.
And that reminds me of a kid when they're in trouble. You know, the parent doesn't want to deal with the fit that they're going to throw, so they just, oh, never mind, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Whoop your boobies butt. You know,
yes.
You did something wrong. You can't be doing that. I don't know why the police are, and it's happening here in Salem too. You know, the ticket that they gave to the Patriots for impeding traffic, that really, really frustrated me, because then you've got BLM and Antifa out there the next night, literally taking over the streets, riding on the police department, and they gave them a permit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally let them run around. And then in Portland, the police went running. They literally ran away, and they are letting them get away with anything. But if a Patriot walks down the street, they're going to jail.
Well, and it goes back to the Constitution and the unequal protection under the law and the picking the winners and the losers.
They're puppets. They're playing by fear. Nobody is standing up and saying, no, that's wrong. I'm not going to do that, regardless of the consequence.
Well, and in the, I don't know if you saw this headline, but I was shocked that it even got exposed, but there was some proof that under the CARES Act here in Oregon, some of the funds of the CARES Act went to
feeding them. And, yes, absolutely.
And feeding snacks to Antifa, and under the CARES Act, it says to prevent violence, and yet, in a sense, it was fueling it and promoting it. And I think this is something that you and I need to really be aware of.
I want to call out all of the cops, all of the judges, everybody in this position right now to do the right thing, because I'm going to start watching. I'm going to see which ones are and which ones are cowarding down to these people, and I'm going to start recording it. I'm going to put them on blast, because that's not their job. They're not upholding the oath that they took.
Well, and that's exactly what it's coming down to, between what Governor Brown has her oath of office and our elected leaders. And again, friends, I want to really encourage people that whether they're Democrat or Republican, whether you're Democrat or Republican, our elected leaders, our senators and our representatives, our elected leaders in the State House, we need to be writing them, calling them, writing them, saying, just hit that drum. Like, what are you going to do? Bring relief. My business is suffering. My friends are suffering. You know, my kids
Speak
are suffering
up.
In school. We need to keep hitting that drum where the pressure is so intense internally that they're going to have to do something. And they should stand back up in that against the governor. Because
I think that they aren't liking the pressure of
right?
them. So you know what? Like, let's really pressure them.
It's
we can
time.
Be stronger than that.
It
so
is
it's time,
time
that we make
and
sure
and
that
we
we're
have
the
numbers.
Bigger force.
We the people have the power,
Absolutely.
Megan. We really do. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about what's happening in Portland, what needs to happen is the community members up in Portland, you need to talk to your elected leaders. You need to talk to your mayor. If it's
yeah.
in the city, I'm not sure where exactly this, it must be because I think Ted Wheeler came out finally after months and months of riots in Portland. He finally, and maybe it's because now he's elected
he
mayor.
He verbally put his foot down on this mm-hmm. one. I'm waiting for him to actually act
now
on it.
Now we need
up.
Some strength behind
it.
That. Mm-hmm. We need some strength behind that. And so we need to keep it in prayer and we need to figure out a way to help these people. Because I think about the neighbors. What if you're right beside that?
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're surrounded with all this chaos.
How do you go to bed
and
at
crazy?
Night?
How
with
do they
children.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. So that is a good point, Megan, that we need to really be mindful. And you're going to have to look for ways to find this information out because mainstream media isn't really covering it.
The two things you should be asking yourself right now is how loud can I be and am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Always. Throughout the day, repeatedly, through every decision, through I don't care if you're a cop, if you're a patriot, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. But am I being loud enough right now and am I doing the right thing all day long?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that a lot of the things that are happening wouldn't be reoccurring because they're wrong.
Right.
And people know it. And the more of us that get loud, everybody else is going to step up too.
I agree. And when we have a couple people willing to start moving in that direction,
yeah.
other people
showing
will
them it's
follow
not that
you.
Intimidating. Look, they're not, there's no boogeyman that's going to
exactly.
jump out and take me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so there are ways that you can get engaged. And I want to share with you friends that your efforts do make a difference. They do make a difference. Don't you just know that family in Silverton that lives next door to the house that had the peaceful protest
yes.
a couple weeks ago,
yes.
they're going, I don't know if I want to live in this neighborhood anymore.
I'm sure that whole street's feeling that way right now.
It's incredible. And so we're going to continue the conversation on ways and stir up some ideas. And if you want to join the conversation this morning, we encourage you to 503-589-1220. How can we be effective as individuals, as patriots, in letting them know that we don't want to play along anymore? We're ready to stand up for these businesses. Let's get our liberties and freedoms that already are there. We don't need to ask their permission. We're free Americans, right, Megan?
We the people.
We the people. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you tuning in, my friend. And we're having a lively discussion this morning. I got Megan in the studio with me, and we're talking about ways that we can stand up. And we open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220. And I'm going to answer the phone now. So good morning to you. How are you? And what are you up to today?
Oh, nothing much. You know me. And Megan, I know you too. I'm the guy that had the big hat that was trying to advise. And this is one thing that, as a person who has protested on the public hearing since 2014 to deal with the people in the Marble Death House, except a good citizen like Dennis Lithicum, who is a true American constitutionalist and patriot, I give very good shout out to him. Him and Bait Sugar and others that have grew a backbone since 2018, which I give God a glory for using me and others to reach out so we can keep our republic and at the same time encourage those to have the courage to stand up. My suggestion is to those that is the, when you do stuff like this nature, like we've done for LaVoy Finicum and the Bundys, we don't go through and yell and say, money, 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 money. If you want to get more honey into pot, my suggestion is to gracefully, like we did at the church protest we had, which at one point we had the most 7,000 people there. We went around and sent people to do that stuff quietly, not boisterously. For the Lord calls for us to be a people with humility. And that is my suggestion to you, Miss Megan, is that in Matthew 7, it says, and I'm not trying to judge anybody, because, you know, all of us are God's children.
Okay, Ron.
We're in a crisis. But make a long story short, I would encourage that people keep doing what you can, defy by the Constitution, and the best way is to educate others of the Constitution with all the resources that we have.
Well, and
God bless you, Stacy. And
what I appreciate about
Christmas.
What I appreciate you too, friend, and what I appreciate about you is that you're showing up, and you're being heard, and you're supporting one another, and that's what it's all about. Thank you, Ron. Have a great day. And you know, we think the hokey pokey is what it's all about, but really, it's about us.
I love the hokey pokey.
You and I coming together and standing strong. And I think it is important that we continue to hit the drum and get the information out. And there are some fun things coming up right around the corner. Talk to us about what's coming up.
Okay, so which one?
I know,
I don't
right?
even know where to begin. Okay, so the other day, I definitely got to give a shout out and start promoting to Lindsey Graham's calendar.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a new company. She's been branded. It's Patriot Barbie. Obviously, patriotbarbie.com. But she is doing a calendar. There's mm-hmm. some very, very sexy ladies in them. maybe myself.
Uh-huh.
No, Lindsey, I'm really proud of her. She's doing really good. And this calendar, it's going to have some very beautiful, beautiful ladies in it. All the proceeds from the calendar are going to go to the Wounded Warrior Association.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'm very proud of her for that. I am getting ready to do a calendar as well.
Ah.
So I'm not sure the proceeds yet. The Proud Boys and I will decide how we want those proceeds to go. But I am going to do another calendar to benefit some of the stuff going on around here.
Well, and we've got some great things coming up.
Yeah.
This next public effort is called Defy the...
It's... I had to look it up. Defy and Defeat Scrooge.
Scrooge.
A Christmas Miracle. Yes.
Yes. And yeah. And this is incredible because I have seen some pretty funny memes of the governor looking like Scrooge, looking like the Grinch, you know. And we've lost so many of our American gathering throughout the year. You know, it started with, and we got through Valentine's Day, but we missed St. Patrick's Day, and just walk through it. We missed Easter, you know, some of these American holidays. Our 4th of July was a lockdown, right before this great patriotic celebration in the bar, you know, like don't do the barbecues, and then Labor Day, and then in which we had the fires, then it was our Halloween, and then now it was the Thanksgiving, and here we are at Christmas and New Year's. And all the lockdowns, a lot of these lockdowns are through into the next year, into January. And when you think about the businesses, and I think about all of the restaurant industry right now, and they're doing their Christmas programs and all of that, I think that's really important that we stand with these businesses and do the best we can. And you're over there.
Because as we're talking about this, I'm being sneaky with that business owner that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I was talking last night, and I didn't come up with the idea myself. I saw this article on it, and I've just kind of been throwing it at mm-hmm. everybody. But all the business owners totally need to call and return their lottery machines right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just cause havoc. Like, you're paying rent to store them and keep them, and they're not being utilized. So
right.
blow up the lottery. And every aspect that we can annoy them and make this a big deal and overwhelm them, they're going to say, never mind. Go ahead and just open. We can't deal with this.
Yes.
So that's, we're talking about having everybody turn in their lottery machines.
Turn in their lottery machines. You're paying rent. You're storing them. And I know it's a great, and most people, here are the two things that I've talked to with business owners. They're in fear of losing their liquor license, and they're in fear of losing their lottery machine ability, because there's so much of a process to get a liquor license and get approved. So much of a process of getting the video lottery machines, and it is a great asset and a great income source to a lot of these businesses, particularly in a slow year anyway, cycles. But they've already moved them. They already redid the electrical. They've already done all of this stuff to be safe and social distance. And now they're completely closed.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Turn them in. Come get them.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm not going to pay. Yeah,
she has
absolutely.
No idea how deeply this has affected everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, the business owners, everyone. And I think that it's about time that we make sure that we annoy the heck, the heck
yeah,
out of them.
Yeah, and take away their authority over our lives and their little regulations and stuff. If I don't have these things that you can kind of influence or control, yeah. And that's really the strength. We talk about the glamour studio and the nature of the relationship. You know, when you don't have employees, you have contractors that come and go as they want to.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about OSHA regulations because you're not overseeing employees. And
right.
These are
independent
important.
Contractors.
Yeah, exactly. And so there are some legal angles there. And I had talked about this the other day when Lisa was in the studio. You know, Lindsay had sat through that phone call where they were like, you know, prove their case. And yet they're going to continue. They have no grounds. They can't prove that she's an employer. And yet they're going to continue with this $14,000 fine. The other thing I thought about, these gyms that are open and these other businesses, if we inundate and they're so successful, you know, that whatever fine that they can try to come up with, that it's like a drop in the bucket. It's just cost of doing business, you know. But the other thing is,
the fine won't uphold in court. They won't have to pay those.
Yeah, but the money that they have to spend.
Yeah, true.
But if you resue back when you're in court for their fees,
I think everybody needs to do is start filing these lawsuits for whatever reason that you can, minuscule or large, it doesn't matter.
And we can enjoin these lawsuits just like on the national level with election integrity. There's ways individuals and their stories and how they've been affected. And I encourage each and every one of you to write your legislature, your state house,
She needs to be held legally and financially responsible for all
and,
of this.
And I don't know, they're talking about potentially a special session in December. And if they get called in, and here's the thing, Megan, just something as simple as this. When I was moving back here, I was so looking forward to the Capitol at Christmas time because I have vivid, fun memories as a child going up there and singing in the rotunda as early as fifth grade. We did it from Bush Elementary, and then through middle school, we would go and sing in the busloads. And do you think, even though it's completely shut down, do you think they're decorating it for Christmas?
No, I don't think they will.
But when I drove by, there's a wreath in the window that's lit up. It's like,
That's sad, though.
Why
that's
would
sad
they?
That it's just a wreath. But no, I don't think they will. Number one, probably the fear of it getting destroyed. And two, nobody's doing any of that stuff this year, apparently.
It's not even open. Mm-hmm. The state house is not even open. The people's house is not even open. It's time to open up, isn't it?
Maybe we need to go out there and decorate it ourselves.
There we go. And I put it on my personal Facebook page. I put two representatives from Kentucky. I believe they went to their state house. Oh, no, it was Pennsylvania. And there was no tree, no decoration. So these two representatives got a tree and decorated it in the middle.
Hey, I'm down. That's all you got to say. I'll get the boys and we'll get some trees and we'll get out there and decorate
it. Let's do some decorating for Christmas this year. And certainly there's a lot of ways that we can get engaged and get involved in the process. So we have this Defeat the Scrooge coming up. Talk to us a little bit about
it. It is December 19th at 1 o'clock. I will announce the location of it closer to the event. You can follow the event on Facebook. You can also call me. I will be giving you my number to put out.
Kinds of things do people need?
We need toy drives, number one, first and foremost. I did have a couple families in particular to get sponsored. I think I got those ones all the way taken care of. But we are doing a toy drive, canned food drive. And then the Awakening Ministries is going to be doing the buffet portion of the Christmas meal.
Oh.
So, yes, that's going to be really awesome. We're trying to get a Santa out there. We're going to do Santa pictures. There's a silent cake auction. The money from the cake auction is going to go to the wildfire victims, trying to get all of that rebuilt. So right now we really need toy donations or people to donate to the link on the Facebook.
And it's interesting because a couple of the retail places I've been, and this is something when you're looking to donate, some of them have buy one toy, get one free, or buy two toys,
buy a toy,
get
pass
two.
The free one along.
Yes,
absolutely.
And or just buy it all. And also you can do a GoFundMe, and there's other ways that you can help fund families. And I know that everybody's been impacted. A lot of people have been impacted.
Oh, yeah.
But there are
that doesn't mean you can't help.
There are businesses that have not been impacted. We don't talk about that.
There's people that go and buy their each five kids' iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's businesses
have some grace
that haven't been impacted. And so if your job has not been impacted and your business has not been impacted, I know because I know our listeners, they're already doing things. But what else can you do? And here's another way, getting involved on the 19th of December, Defy the Scrooge. I love it.
Defy and Defeat Scrooge.
That's
right,
at Christmas. And so Facebook, there's an event on Facebook. You can search there. there. We'll put a link on our Facebook page, too, at KSLM Radio, where we can promote it. And we're going to continue on here, and we're going to bring up, let's see what we have on, see if I can get the phone working again. You want to call and be a part of the show this morning, 503-589-1220. We're going to be back after this. We'll answer the phone call when we come back. You're welcome to join the conversation, 503-589-1220, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Thursday. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. Want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. You can find him at sunderlandagency.com. Continuing the conversation on ways that we can stand up and make a difference in our community and stand with these businesses who are being bold and brave to open up despite the governor's mandates that are out of bounds, probably unconstitutional. And we need people to stand strong so that we can get these into the courts so the courts can make the decisions and look, pull up the Oregon Constitution, pull up the U.S. Constitution and be able to say, yeah, you're out of bounds and these businesses have the right to stand up and be strong. We're going to open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220, and find out what you have to say. Good morning. Thank you for joining the conversation. Who are we talking with this morning?
Good morning, Stacey Ann and Megan. This is Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. You guys were just talking about the Capitol and, you know, all the different things that you're not able to do because of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the state Capitol this week. And apparently, according to the state police that are guarding it right now, they're doing retrofitting for earthquake, and it's going to be closed for a year.
Whoa.
That's the construction project that they've been working on.
I said, oh, is this like what they're doing with the library? And they said, yes.
So the whole state house is going to be closed for a year. How do they plan to hold session?
You tell me. I don't know. I didn't go into much because the gentleman I was talking to, he was a state police person. He had to leave on a call, so I did get to continue the conversation. But I did notice some construction. You know, there's that big fence around it,
mm-hmm.
and that's why.
Interesting.
I noticed like some construction equipment, you know what I mean? That's what made me ask. I said, so what is that behind the fence right there, you know? And they said that it was because they were retrofitting it for earthquake.
Very interesting, and how convenient is that? That message
sneaky.
It is sneaky, and the fence went up. And why? You know, when they do the library, they do public service announcements and alert the public of what's going on. Why do we have to ask?
Sad. The OSD, that's exactly. Lying. They're lying.
Mm-hmm. It's not right.
See, I even walked around the backside, and sure enough, I mean, they've got a lot of construction going on, and even temporary dwellings for the construction workers on the west side of the building.
Hmm. It's interesting because it is the people's house, and yes, we definitely want it safe with earthquake, but I think there's another motive. I think it's an affront, in a sense,
and
a smokescreen. Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling in, Karen, and I'll be touching base with you in a little bit later today, okay?
That'd be great.
All right.
Okay,
you have a wonderful...
And Megan, you guys
thank you, Karen.
Day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
We're going to continue the conversation and open up the phone lines, and I think this is Gail this morning. How are you, Gail?
Good morning. I'm great. I love what you're talking about and doing. I have a project that people can participate in.
Okay.
It's called Project Nineveh, and it's happening on December 12th. And what it involves is people praying Psalm 21 with their arms outstretched three times, fasting on that Saturday, and having an hour of silence all for our country. Just fasting, praying, you know, kind of like Esther and people who have Catholic Bibles, look up the story of Judah. Judith, it is amazing. And then the other thing, Stacy, wow, if you're decorating the Capitol, how wonderful would it be to have a nativity scene?
A live nativity scene even would be even.
That'd be so cute.
It would be so fun.
Well, I've got some goats.
You and your wonderful animals that you listen to the show and then works out.
Serious.
Yes, I think it's a great idea, Gail. Will you write something up, Gail, and send it to my email at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news so I can share that with everybody beyond the show today? Will that be all right?
Yes, I will do the Project Nineveh, send it to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll get to talk to you again next year because I'm going to take a little break, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, you have a great day. So as we talk about things that we can do as individuals, and we've got a little bit of time left, Megan, you're going to go on this grand adventure to D.C. Let's talk a little bit about that again.
Okay, the March for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody's getting together in D.C. It's going to be on at 1 o'clock, or no, noon.
Noon on Saturday.
Yeah, yes. Proud Boys are going, of course. So
there's a meet up lot of people
march
going.
With them. Mm-hmm. Yes,
I know people from Portland and Oregon,
huge
and I
solidity.
Know people from South Dakota. Mm-hmm. I know people
Florida.
From Florida,
absolutely.
Texas, Arkansas. There are people going to march.
And there's people even driving.
Oh yeah, across country.
Yeah.
That's a big drive.
Yeah,
yesterday we had a gal on the air who was riding her bike across for D.C. She did that this last summer.
Wait,
to
like
see
as
her.
In a bicycle?
As in a motorcycle.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
Her motorcycle. All by herself. It was a great inspirational story.
Incredible.
So pretty incredible. And I do think it's important that we stand up and be seen, right?
Well, it's just purely defying and defeating this situation.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not going to stand for it. That we're not going to allow the cheating and for our system to become corrupt like this. The tyranny has got to go. So as Americans, we're all going to go meet up and we're going to stand not just for Trump, but for each other.
Well, and depending on what ends up, I don't know where the timeline is with the Supreme Court and
right.
now the 18 states standing up with Texas.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big
mm-hmm.
deal. You may, you know,
really
through,
this,
through this weekend, it's just going to continue.
In the end, I do.
Yep, be
I do.
It's going to be
Trump
a positive thing.
I
agree, and when we look at the numbers and the election integrity, even in Oregon, I had an opportunity to look at some of the numbers in Amy Ryan Courser's race,
yes.
and there's something fishy going on in that Clackamas mm-hmm. County. I'm telling you, it's not not good here in Oregon as well.
And it was all premeditated.
Oh,
100%.
And it has been. Mm-hmm. And I think there's an effort to do an audit on 2018, because they after 2 years they destroy the ballot. So they're looking
so
for
they
volunteers to help. Go through 2018 because that would be an indicator of maybe what we dealt with here in this election.
Oh,
so
really nice.
There's another opportunity for people to get involved. And I want to remind you, if you want to get involved, want to get connected, want to donate toys, you can certainly send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. You can find us on Facebook and get involved, right,
Well,
Megan?
Just remember, this one in particular, we're mainly focusing on the wildland fire victims. They
yeah.
literally lost everything.
Yes.
So as bad as this Christmas can be for some of us, we may not have the extras. They lost their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They lost everything, their baby blankets, everything. So an extra toy, two extra toys. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a hat,
mm-hmm.
but it could be everything to that family right
Yep.
now.
And
so,
if it's on your heart, as we learned before, and I've shared this, if it's something on your heart, you need to do it.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Megan, I'm so glad that you are here.
Yay.
I'm excited to
DC,
get update, get some updates. Will you send us some pictures and
yes,
things?
Ma'am.
We can share it on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up this Thursday. Thank you for tuning in, friends, tomorrow morning.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. And we'll see you next year, Megan.
Yes.
All right. Tomorrow morning, Bill Sunderland joining us for some financial insight and wisdom. Thank you for tuning in, friends. We'll talk to you later. Over, under, around, or through. Remember, you and I, we're overcomers.